All right, so I'm going to take a good guess here. It's got to be about 2005 when we did the first Remarkable program. And here's why I made it up. Here's why I gathered together a group to do something really cool. And these were people from around the world. So my wife at the time and I, we were watching Fiddler on the Roof. And there's a scene in Fiddler on the Roof where the main character, Tevier, and his friends are dancing together at a wedding. And that was so different than my experience of a wedding, and it was so different than my experience of life in general. My experience of most weddings is being on the sideline, like not really participating, sort of like watching and enjoying. And being frustrated, because I wouldn't ask the pretty girl to dance much of anywhere in life. But I noticed that a lot of men, and then the course back then was a group of men, now it's open to everyone. But way back in the old days, I started out with a small group of men because I watched a small group of men actually living life. They were having an immersive experience, an invitive experience, an experience that invited me to do something different. Because at the time, I was the weird obtuse NLP guru. I was selling my stuff online. I was doing some, you know, one-on-one calls with people. We didn't even have conference call lines back then. They just came out about the time Remarkable started, which is pretty darn cool. So we could say conference call lines were invented for Remarkable. Now we use Zoom. But we started on a Yahoo group, and now we use Facebook groups. Facebook didn't even exist back then from what I can remember. If it did, I wasn't a part of it. But, you know, it's one of those things where when you get, like I shared earlier, learning a new language as an adult is hard. That's what they say. Learning a new language as an adult is hard. They also say if you want to learn a language, you immerse yourself into it. And the example that I love is, you know, if you wanted to learn French, you'd go to France. Because you wouldn't just learn the language, you would get to know the people. You would absorb the customs, their way of perceiving life, not just talking about it. And I noticed in my own life, like I had a pattern of where I immersed myself, I soared. And where I didn't, I didn't. Every time a new master would visit, I developed a network of really good black belts, even before I was a black belt, in Pittsburgh and in Cleveland, Ohio. And anytime somebody worth learning from came to town, I was there. People would let me know. I'd say, like, how much, how far, and I'd get in my old Buick, and I'd just have those 8 cylinders take me down the highway. Couldn't wait to get there, and I almost always was the one who volunteered. Well, I always volunteered. But I was almost always the one that the master beat up on because they wanted volunteers and I was right there. Choke me out, put me in an arm bar, hit me with something. I don't care. I want to get next to you. We live in a culture which prizes data collection. We all become collectors of data. And some of that data is useful, some of it isn't. But what's always useful is actually dancing. So back when I was a teenager, I read a book by Laura Hayden. It was called something like How to Make Love to a Woman and Have Her Come Begging for More. Swear to God. I got that at the corner bookstore, the same place I got Napoleon Hill's books and Neville's books and Dale Carnegie's books. The same place where I saw the new editions of The Up-and-Coming Financial Collapse. They just kept retitling the book. And yes, I collected some data, and I read some good books. Including How to Make Love to a Woman and Have Her Beg for More, or whatever it was called. Laura Hayden, look it up. It's a bestseller. Decades later. And the first girlfriend I had, her name was Pam. And Pam taught me how to kiss. I don't got a better way to put it. Pam taught me how to kiss. And we progressed from there. She got that I was sincere. She got that I loved her. She got that I wanted her to feel good, just not me to feel good. And she immersed me in the art of kissing. So whatever you do, see, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine it's a year from now. And you're looking back. And you're noticing, you know what, this podcast of Mr. 2020s, taking action on that was the best thing I ever did. Maybe remarkable isn't for you, maybe it is. But if you're pondering it, I want you to imagine what it's like entering into 2025, realizing that 2024 was your best year ever. Joining us in Remarkable, how many ways did it change your life? Now, here's what I want you to imagine. I want you to notice, how does that look for you? How does it look for you financially? How does it look for you physically? How does it look in your relationships? What's it look like for you? And this might actually be worth writing down. How many ways did that change my life? And I also want you to notice what gets in the way. What gets in the way is always some kind of doubt, some kind of confusion, some sort of, I don't know what to do next. I don't believe in me. And I want you to notice that so you can put that to rest. Because what we have are resources, what we have are experiences, what we have is an invitation. And I would love to explore 2024 with you. If you want to immerse yourself more in life, if you want to dance the dance, you came here to dance. If you've done the Manifesting Mastery course with us at all, Dream Driven Day, I invite you to dive deeper. Reach out to me if you have any questions. I'd love to help. And this is your invitation to Remarkable 2024 and beyond. My name is Mr. 2020. I want you to just do that little exercise right now. Go imagine up. Notice how many ways your life has changed 1 year from now, as we're entering into 2025, getting ready for that. How many ways, and in what ways specifically, has your life changed? Have you longed for a change? Have you longed to be more alive? Notice this. Surrender to it. Be blessed. Do that now as we go into the sun. Doesn't that feel yummy? I am such a fan of yummy. I am such a dance of actually living life. See, I'm such a fan of yummy. I'm such a fan of living life. I'm such a fan of the dance of you. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. If you want to dive deeper, go to joinremarkable.com. That's joinremarkable.com. See ya.